And talk with Tom Scott. He's president of the Michigan Retailers Association. And good morning to you, Tom.
Morning, Tony. Vice president.
Oh, vice president? Oh man, I'm giving you a promotion. Oh,
well,
Tom,
that's nice. But our president and CEO Jim Hallen is. You might not appreciate that.
All right, Jim, if you're listening, I don't want to rile you up. My apologies. Tom, we were talking with Dawson Bell from the Detroit Free Press, who wrote an article recently, and it was titled "Retailers Want Sales Tax Levied Online." I know this is something that the Michigan Retailers Association has been working on. Tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, we're really fired up about it. You know, what it is, there's a loophole in state law, and that allows online retailers from outside the state of Michigan to avoid collecting the 6% sales tax. Now, that's the sales tax that all retailers in Michigan, whether they're online or they're in brick-and-mortar store, they have to collect. So, you know, our retailers understand competition. Retail's a tough business. And in many cases, Michigan retailers will match the price of an online retailer from out of state. But then they can't also match that 6% price differential that the out-of-state retailers get from not having to collect the sales tax. And that's just not fair. And, you know, it really boils down to a jobs issue. As sales by these online vapor retailers, as Jim Hallen calls them, as those continue to grow, that takes sales away from Michigan-based retailers, and as Michigan retailers lose sales, they have to cut jobs.
Now, I understand there could be some serious legal challenges here, because when our forefathers were putting together laws of commerce, there was no internet. So much has been discussed whether this should be done on a statewide level, on a federal level. What's your take on that?
Well, we think it needs to be both, and we're pursuing legislation on both fronts. Ultimately, the answer is for Congress to act so that there's uniform law across the entire nation. But Congress is taking it up now. They are starting to take a look at it. But Congress would not even be doing that if a number of states, and now including Michigan, hadn't recently started to push legislation that would begin to level the playing field. What this comes down to is the Supreme Court said about 20 years ago in a ruling that the retailers from out of state don't have to collect the sales tax unless they have a physical presence in that state. So what the states have started to do, New York, Texas, Illinois, some others, and again, we have legislation pending, they're redefining what a physical presence is in the modern age, which makes it a broader definition and makes Amazon and some of these vapor retailers have to collect the sales tax.
Tom, would the state of Michigan have the power and the authority to create such legislation to collect taxes from online purchases from businesses outside the state of Michigan?
They would under the Main Street Fairness Act that we're pushing. What it does, it comes down to Amazon and some of these others, Overstock, whatever. They have affiliates in the state. They have retailers in the state online who actually are like a sales force for them. So if they have that under our legislation, that is counted as a physical presence, and then that would require Amazon or whatever to start collecting the sales tax.
Tom, I'm surprised this wasn't taken up years ago, because when you think at how cash-strapped the federal government is and states are, that this is a huge amount of funding, and it's funding that if retailers are paying it, it would seem logically fair. That everyone should be paying this. So I'm just surprised it's taken so long.
I'm glad you get it. No, you understand. You understand it's a fairness issue and ultimately a jobs issue. But that's right. I mean, that's why, you know, we're doing an education process. As we talk to legislators and they start to understand it, they have the same reaction you do. Well, you know, they say, well, that's just not fair.
I wonder how much, if there's a number you could put on, if 6% was charged on goods and services that we buy online here in the state. I wonder how much money we're talking.
Well, the state is losing overall probably about $300 million a year in taxes. And that's important because that supports schools. But that's really not the main focus of our fight. Our fight is what it means to retailers, and that it's unfair competition that, in a sense, is sanctioned by the state and federal government because they haven't closed the loophole. It's unfair competition, and it's going to lead to an even greater loss of jobs. There are 740,000 retail jobs in this state, and as sales grow by these out-of-state online retailers, every one of those jobs is in jeopardy.
How soon do you think we'll see legislation on this?
That's hard to say. We'd love to have it before the end of the year, but we're in the frantic last few days of session, and it's hard to say whether they'll be able to get to it. But that would make a great Christmas present for every retailer in this state if they passed it before the end of the year. And if not, I mean, this issue is going to be around. So even if it has to be sometime early next year, we'd still welcome it.
All right. I'm the last guy to want people to have to pay more money on anything. but if our businesses are going to compete, it's the fair thing to do, huh?
It is. And here's the interesting thing. I mean, it's not a new tax. Technically, when you buy something online from Amazon or some other out-of-state retailer, you are still liable to pay that sales tax. You're supposed to pay it on your income tax when you file it in April. But most people aren't really aware of that. And so it turns out basically that paying that tax is sort of voluntary. But if there were ever an audit of your tax and they find out that you haven't declared that you've purchased things online and not paid the tax, you could be subject to the same penalties that any person who doesn't file a correct return would have to face.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Tony.